All right, everyone, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you are just in time to get some more 411 on branding. And I'm not talking about the branding that you see the Cowboys do when they're holding down their steer and pressing in those hot irons. No, not that kind of branding. Not branding of cattle, but the branding of companies. How many of you are running a company and you'd like to know something about branding? Well, we have an expert joining me to talk about that very thing right now. He is Mr. Jack Evans, and he is helping Augusta University with their branding campaign. And we're going to hear some information that is really going to shed some light on a lot, and I think get a lot of us excited. Mr. Jack Evans, how you doing, sir?
Very well, thank you.
I tell you what, it is truly a pleasure to have you with us today to talk about something that I know is exciting to a lot of people, and that is branding. But before we get even into just a general discussion of what branding is about and what it entails, if you would tell us more first about Jack Evans, your academic background, how that did or did not tie in with what you're doing now, and what led you to eventually the very area that you're in now.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate the ability to talk about this with your audience, and I'm very excited and passionate about what we're doing here, and this is a great chance to share. So I hope I can be of some help to your listeners.
Great.
So in my current role, I'm Vice President for Communications and Marketing at Augusta University. And I've got responsibility for the university and for the health system, pretty much for everything that we do here. Academically, and how this all ties in, you know, I grew up in Augusta, and I went to Augusta College and graduated from Augusta State University. My dad was actually on faculty since 72 about, and he retired last year. So I grew up getting my medical and dental care, then at the Medical College of Georgia, met my wife, who was going to school at MCG as a dental hygienist, and so in many ways, I feel like I've been a part of this organization my whole life.
Yes, sir.
So I'm very passionate about it, and we've been through a lot of change, and it's really important this time that we got things right. And I work with a very talented team of individuals here, and we were fortunate to be able to engage some extremely talented creative partners in a local firm called Weir Stewart. And really, our challenge, our task, wasn't to develop the brand or to create logos. What we really needed to do was accurately reflect what this organization is really about and engage the community, engage people around the Augusta area, around the state, because we have locations all across the state, and certainly our faculty, staff, students, and alumni, our patients and visitors. And we had to capture their feelings about what this place means, about our best attributes, and really try to translate that and reflect it in the marks that we developed and the conventions and colors and styles that we developed. So we're really trying to portray what Augusta University is and what it's capable of being and what it means to the people that love and support it.
You know, that is so interesting. You mentioned colors and styles, and I think about the fact that Augusta University has the Medical College of Georgia, the Children's Hospital of Georgia, the Dental College of Georgia. You have so many different schools, so many different departments there, and especially in light of the fact that, as I mentioned, you have the children's hospital as well as everything that pertains to non-children, you know, teenagers, adults, et cetera.
That's right.
Does all of that have to be taken into consideration when you're thinking about colors, for example? And if so, how do you go about deciding whether to choose colors that might be fit, appropriate, suitable for both of those populations, the children's population, the adult population, or to decide to come up with something that would fit each, but maybe something that ties them together?
Well, it is a big challenge, and we have sort of a master identity, and then we've got sort of parents and siblings underneath there. So, without getting too technical about it, we have, as you've indicated, we've got 9 colleges and schools. We've got the main hospital here. We've got the children's hospital. We've got clinical facilities in Lake Oconee. We've got a partnership campus in Athens and Savannah and Rome and Albany. So all of these entities have to appear to be part of the same family, but siblings within a family can have distinctions. And to that end, we do have slightly different colors within the color palettes. Each of the colleges have a color that they use, for instance, at commencement, at graduation. Each of them have a color that has a unique meaning to that college. The children's palette has a palette that's a little bit more friendly and fun. So we make minor adjustments. Just like within a family, you'd recognize people that look like they're in the same family, but they also don't look exactly alike, like twins.
That makes sense. That's an excellent way to put that, too, because that really paints the picture for us. And so is it a matter then at that point of just coming up with some just a brainstorm palette of colors to choose from and narrowing down to what you think would be the best ones to fit on each of those palettes? Or are you able to start out with a sort of narrow selection of colors to begin with?
Well, most of these entities have been around for a long time, so they've already got some things that make sense. They've already got sort of a language of their own, and we didn't want to radically change that. We wanted to really focus on harmonizing the attributes of each of our entities so that they would make sense to their audiences. And that sounds really complicated and technical. So let me give a different example of what I'm talking about. So, one of the things that all of these entities have in common is the sound of a bell. And that sounds a little bit weird at first. Like, why would a university and a medical center and all these different entities have a bell? Well, there's a bell tower on the Somerville campus that used to be rung when something significant would happen, a good thing, like an athletic championship or a commencement. And the cancer center, when you have your last treatment, they ring a bell. And the medical center, when a baby's born, they ring a bell. So we thought a bell tower is one of the things that honestly and symbolically ties us all together. So that was the symbol that we chose for our icon for the overarching brand of Augusta University was a bell tower. Those are the kind of things that we look for, things with real meaning that all of our entities can get behind and see themselves in rather than creating something that divides us. So that's a big challenge, and it took a lot of talent to accomplish that. We rejected many, many, many designs before we came up with something that we felt like we could share with our different audiences that was worthy of getting their feedback on. And we did. We iterated it. When we showed it to people, they had suggestions, and we listened to those suggestions, and we made adjustments. And I think we were very successful. I think our rollout this past week has been tremendous, not just in a sense of the numbers, but in the sense of the expressions and the reactions that people have had to it. So that happens when you listen and when you understand and when you work together. So it really has been about engagement and, like I said before, listening and reflecting and translating.
And it sounds like this time around, members of the community, I imagine you had faculty, staff, students as part of that larger community. It sounds like
Absolutely. People
felt like they really were heard this time around.
That's right. That was absolutely critical. And, we had events this week. We called them swag stops, where people could come in and turn in the old stuff and get new stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a mad success. I was in meetings all day yesterday and couldn't go. I was trying to get out in time, and at just one location, we had over 500 people. It was impressive. It was incredible, and the level of excitement. I did get to attend the events that we did on Thursday and participate firsthand, and it was so rewarding. I mean, it was after all this work, you'd think this team would be kind of weary and tired, but we physically got to participate. We got to we put together what looked like pizza boxes. We called them brand boxes, over 1,000 boxes that had just little things in them, lanyards and pins and koozies and stickers. But just being able to deliver those and watch people react to them and have that sense of excitement and pride and enthusiasm about what they're a part of, that was huge for us.
Well, you know, you mentioned pins, lanyards. Now, Jack, I got to tell you, there's one type of item that I was listening for. You didn't volunteer it. I got to ask you if this is part of the mix.
Sure.
Mugs. Drinking mugs.
Yes, sir. I've got one right in front of me.
I tell you what, I collect those things. So that's one of the first things that's ever on my mind. I've been collecting mugs since I was probably 15.
And okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've got one right in front of me, and it's got the bell tower shield on it, and it's got 1828 for our year of establishment over it. It's classy, and that was another really important thing for the team, was that we wanted to create marks and icons and visual elements that looked like they'd always been here. Mm. When you represent an organization with this kind of history, that's a huge part of it, and we're very proud of that, and we wanted that reflected in the brand, and it's reflected in the coffee mug I'm looking at right in front of me, and I think we got one with your name on it.
All right. I got to come down and get that. And you mentioned history, and in all honesty, if you had not mentioned it, I wouldn't have thought about that, but that is such a critical factor, because people like being able to tie in to relate to history, historical, something that has meaning from way back.
Right. Well, the Center for Georgia History is on our campus. You know, our establishment date goes back to the establishment date of the Medical College of Georgia, 1828, but the roots of this organization go back even further than that, to the earliest days of Richmond Academy and in the 1700s, and you know, we have a lot of people that take that very seriously, and that continuous operation, the mission of this organization. You know, we've done research and education and service and care for a long time, and that's a critical attribute of our organization. And when you talk about a brand, that's really what you mean. You mean, what are the attributes that represent your organization and what you do? And a brand is not a mark. A brand is a promise, a commitment. It's what do you represent, and how are you viewed, and how are you going to carry yourself? So that's absolutely a pillar of our brand, is our history.
Well, when we come back, could you talk with us a little bit more about some how-tos, you know, how to go about branding? I know you shared with us what it is. The brand is the set of attributes that represent the organization. It is the promise. This is what we offer. This is what we're going to deliver if we indeed enter into a relationship with you. Could you share with us some more how-tos, though, particularly when it comes to, let's say, maybe we've made some missteps and we really want to get things cleaned up so that we can move forward, hopefully, unhindered. Can you give us some of those how-tos when we come back?
Sure, be glad to.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, yours and mine, is Mr. Jack Evans, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at the Augusta University. He and I will be right back.